As we study the book of Revelation, we find that John was allowed to see and hear things that would happen in the future. In Revelation 22:8-9, the Bible says, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." As John saw and heard those things that would happen in the future, he felt indebted to the angel who had showed him these things, and so he began to fall down before his feet and to worship him. And the angel told John, "See thou do it not," and he gave him a reason why. He said, "For I am thy fellow servant. I'm just a servant of God too. I'm just a minister of God. I'm just a created being who was created for the purpose of serving God just as you are." In Psalm 148 in verse 2, the Bible tells us, "Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts." And then in verse 5, the psalmist says, "Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created." Notice that we learn here that the angels are created beings, just as we are created beings. And so their purpose in creation was so that they could serve and minister unto the work of God, just as is our purpose. In Romans 1:25, the Bible tells us there concerning the Gentile world that they changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creation or the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Part of the downfall of the Gentile world is that they begin serving the creature and worshiping the creature, that is, the things that God created, rather than the Creator himself. And part of the thing that makes worshiping angels wrong is that when we worship angels, we're worshiping the creation instead of the Creator. In Colossians 2:18, Paul would say, "Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind." Notice that Paul said, "Let no man beguile you," or "let no man defraud you," "let no man rob you of your reward or your prize." And the thing that he said would lead to us losing that prize, which is eternal life with God in heaven, one of the things that he mentioned is the worshiping of angels. Well, when we worship angels, we're taking the honor and the respect that is due to God as the Creator, and we're giving it to the things that are created that he has made. And that's why when in Revelation 22, John fell down before the feet of the angel to worship, the angel said, "See, thou do it not, worship God." We are to worship the Creator and not the creation.